I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Manipur state has become a guerrilla war zone. It's been 2 months since the Meitei people began a campaign attacking tribal Christians and burning their homes and churches. Now makeshift bunkers and fortifications crisscross Manipur as each side defends their territory. Yet Regan Miller with Mission India says their partners on the ground are encouraged by the faithful example of persecuted Christians.
They sent us this video of Christians that were just lining the street in Manipur praying for their state and praying over the violence that's taking place. And it just shows how much they're able to continue to trust God during this time. Even though they're being targeted, they're not leaving their faith. They're staying strong and they're continuing to trust in God.
Please pray for protection over tribal Christians and for Meitei Christians who are caught in the middle. Jesus once told his disciples, they'll know you by your love. In Lebanon, people know you by your shoes. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says Hannah's dirty boots left quite an impression.
They know that this is a person who is serving in the camps because of her dirty boots. And they would ask her, why are you here? And that is an open door for testimony of God's love for people.
If you've got some free time this summer, you can make a difference like Hannah. Triumphant Mercy Lebanon needs volunteers to help run its summer camps.
Summer camps are a great time to evangelize. We're looking for people who are believers, who are ethically good, and who are available to do whatever. They have to have a servant heart.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.